Network.
We got 5 minutes in this segment, Webster, to give us the diagnosis of what's happening geopolitically with the world economy as the crisis deepens. You have 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Hit it.
All right. This is now a breakdown crisis of the dollar system, of the entire world economy, is another way of saying it. The problem that you have is derivatives, a mass of kited, bankrupt derivatives in the main money center banks of the world, but this is concentrated in London and in Wall Street in particular. We're estimating that the amount of derivatives in the world, especially over-the-counter, collateralized debt obligations, credit default swaps, is in excess of $1.5 quadrillion. Now, recently have come to light the statistics about the turnover, in other words, the buying and selling of these derivatives, which has now reached $4 quadrillion per year. So $4,000 trillion of buying and selling derivatives. This mass of kited derivatives represents a black hole. In other words, there's not enough liquidity in the world. There never could be enough money to satisfy the demands of $4 quadrillion of trading derivatives. So all of this stuff, QE1, QE2, QE3, we've had $1 trillion from the Treasury, $3.3 trillion from the Fed, a credit line of $24 trillion. None of this is enough, but what it does do is pushes the system towards hyperinflation. And that seems to be where we're headed right now. However, there's now the other thing on the horizon, which is the default. And this is now political. This is a political cabal that wants to institute, in effect, the bankruptcy or default of the United States. Let's look and see what would happen if the United States defaults. The secret is that the economic life of this planet depends to a large degree on the government of the United States and on national governments around the world. But that it works through a system of private central banks, privately owned central banks like the Fed, and zombie banks, bankrupt institutions, hedge fund hyenas, and so on. If you have a default by the U.S. Treasury, which has never occurred in world history, that will truly be the end of the world from a number of points of view. For this system, it will mean, for example, that Treasury bills, Treasury bonds, Treasury notes will all go down in price. The existing ones go down in price, and the interest rates will go up. And that will mean that every central bank in the world, every one of these private central banks, will find that its reserves held in Treasury bills, Treasury bonds, will be devalued. So every central bank will be in big trouble. Some of them will default. We have to think about the possibility of panic runs on the Bank of England, panic runs on the Federal Reserve, panic runs on the Bank for International Settlements and the International Monetary Fund. Panic run can be any bank, right? If you have, for example, members of the IMF or the BIS, they put in money, they get shares, they get voting rights. Suppose those entities are going bankrupt and they turn around and say, no, we want our money now. Give us our cash because we're facing absolute bankruptcy. The other thing that it will do is simply to collapse credit markets all around the world. In other words, if you do this, though, you better have an alternative system, because what you're going to wake up to is not the singing tomorrows of a free market paradise. You're going to wake up to mass chaos and the threat of depopulation. In other words, hundreds of millions of deaths possible, maybe even more. The only alternative to that is if you say, look, zombie banks don't provide credit. Look at J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citibank. They absorb resources, but they don't provide credit for business. If the private sector zombie banks are incapable and the private central banks are also incapable, what's the other alternative? The free market won't do it because the free market
30 seconds.
The zombie banks. The only alternative is national banking. In other words, nationalize the Federal Reserve and say, we're going to maintain the regional banking system of the United States with 0% federal credit. However, not for banks, not for credit cards, but for production.
And that'll restart the economy.
That will keep you.
All right.
That's your passport to survival.
All right, Webster.
0% federal credit from a nationalized Federal Reserve.
All right, we're out of time. Bob Bowman will be at China Emperor Restaurant 111 West William Cannon tonight. That's where he is for Truth Seekers. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Back Sunday.
Will I have garlic breath
next Sunday, 4-6.
After I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 29th day of April, 2011. We're going to have a completely jam-packed broadcast today. Later in the hour, I'm going to open the phones up on a host of issues. Would love to hear from you once I have a chance to go over some of the most important news and give you my take on it. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us in studio today, a frequent guest, a contributor, a historian and economist, and then Dr. Bob Bowman later in studio, the former director of the Star Wars program, also a colonel in the U.S. Army and a fighter-bomber pilot in Vietnam. He'll be here to talk about Fukushima. He's a nuclear physicist and a lot more. Now, continuing here with the news, I want to get into the tragic tornadoes that are intensifying as the cold air continues to blow in and hit the hot air. And this has happened for as long as people live in North America. And that's why you see all the old farmhouses have the storm shelter in them. Al Gore and others are running around saying, see, this is caused by climate change. Well, that's an oxymoron. There's always climate change. There's always tsunamis and earthquakes and meteors and tornadoes and typhoons. It's always happening. It's always happening. You can go back and read about hurricanes that hit New Orleans 300 years ago and killed thousands of people. You can read about floods in the 1920s that killed tens of thousands of people. You can read about tornadoes that killed hundreds and hundreds of people per city. But they know the public doesn't have a lot of common sense background or knowledge, at least some of the public, so they hype this every time it happens. And they also say tornadoes are increasing in frequency. Well, until just 60 so years ago, they couldn't even pick them up on radar. Radar didn't exist. And the last few decades, they've developed Doppler systems that are very specific. You can even pick up a group of blackbirds flying around above your house. You know, flocks of geese show up on these things. So now they know when little tornadoes touch down or little tornadoes form. So obviously there's more tornadoes statistically because they now understand what's going on. Just like there's more species that have been discovered. Those species, thousands being discovered a year, thousands. Bugs, insects, birds, mammals, those species were already there. You know, when they discover something, it doesn't make it come into existence. We just discover it's there. It's kind of like if there's a strawberry plant growing in the woods behind your house and you go out and find it, when you see the strawberry plant, it didn't make it come into existence. You know, the ancients, the Greeks and others thought that maggots spontaneously came out of meat. They thought that maggots spontaneously came out of meat. They just thought that if meat laid out for a week in the sun, that then magically, spontaneously, these maggots appeared. No, flies laid eggs that then hatched out and were maggots. And then they eat the meat. And then they are the larval form of a fly. And then more flies are made and they find more rotten things to lay their eggs in. Okay, I assure you, it's not a conspiracy theory that flies are laying eggs in that meat. One time I had an employee who would leave the bathroom window open at the old office. And we had all these flies flying around. And he would go around and say, well, we got flies because people are leaving trash for a day or two in the trash can. And I said, no. I said, you're leaving the window open. There's not a screen in that bathroom, and flies are coming in here through the window. They're not spontaneously being generated out of the trash can. And he said, no, they are. And I said, you will not leave that window open when you go in the bathroom. It's and even intelligent people have these blind spots. We all have blind spots. But if you want to understand the world and you understand how the globalists operate, more and more studying them, I realize they understand that we're all basically little individuals who have limited perspective, limited view. Even if you're a 180 IQ, you can't see over the societal horizon until you've studied history and trends and how they operate. That's why those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Versus if you know history, you can understand the present and the future. And so the globalists, everything they do is about facades, projections. They know how the individual perceives things. And so they say, man, it's a hot summer. See, pay me a tax and I'll fix it. Man, we're having a global warming. Then it comes out for 15 years it's been warming. Only in specific small areas of the world in microclimates, but overall in the last 15 years, it's been cooling if you take all the numbers and average them together. See, they use little specific things cut out to say, wow, we're having violent weather. They're having the hottest temperature they ever had in this area of Russia. Well, they're also in many other areas having the coldest temperatures ever recorded. See, they're only taking little snapshots and saying, look at what's happened in Alabama. Why, we've got hundreds of people dead. And yes, if you've been hurt or you've had your home destroyed or you've had a family member killed, it is a great tragedy. It's terrible. But when you look in the sum aggregate breakdown, this stuff is always going on in different regions of the world. It's kind of like it's a depression if you're out of work and homeless, but if the other guy down the street's doing great, it's not a depression for him. See, it's all perspective and where you are looking at something. It's like if you're in front of a building looking at the facade, and somebody calls you on the cell phone and says, wow, you want to see these gargoyles? You're like, I don't see gargoyles. And then you walk around the other side of the building, and they've got gargoyles up. And I know I'm obsessing on this point. I've got a lot of news to cover ahead of our guest joining us. It's just that this morning the Department of Homeland Security Committee in the state of Texas passed a open carry bill into the full House. It's not law yet. It's got to go through the House and then the Texas Senate. And I heard local radio scanning the channels, multiple talk show hosts hyperventilating in fear that it'll be Wild West, mass death, mass killing. Oh, my gosh, why are they doing this? And I heard the effeminate really fetish of groveling and saying, I only want officers to be armed. I want to feel safe. Well, first off, it's never been illegal, except in a few controlled globalist cities like New York and Chicago, to have open carry. It's a trick of government to say you can have a concealed carry because that's the only area government has a right to give you a license for something that would be illegal, because under common law and under the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, a concealed weapon, going back to common law 1,000 years ago in Europe, it was illegal to carry a sword or dagger hidden. Thieves, criminals, murderers don't want you to know you have a weapon. Why do you wave at someone when they're a friend? Why do you wave? Why do you shake hands? Because you meet a traveler on the road, they wave, hi, the old European gesture, hi. Every other culture did it. Humans are all the same. And then when you meet them, you generally, in the ancient handshake, with both hands, reach out and grasp each other's hands. The more modern is one hand. It's, I don't have a weapon. And if they caught you in every European culture, and it was the same in Asian cultures, if they caught you with a concealed dagger or a concealed weapon, generally you got hung by the neck until dead. You see, I don't need a license in Texas to wear a firearm on my side. I don't need a license to walk down Main Street with a shotgun or with an AR-15 and to hear the manifest ignorance. Now, I am for people openly carrying because it breaks the taboo. We go back to 1930s Texas, 1930s Vermont, 1930s Arizona, before they started changing it. And I remember just 20 years ago, you saw guns and gun racks everywhere. They now pull you over in rural areas in Texas if you've got a 30-odd six in your back window. And I just scratch my head and I say, why? Why are even, you know, cops who know it's not illegal, why are they pulling you over? And I've talked to family and others who, you know, have been out at our home place, and they're walking from the farmhouse over to the field, and the cops see you with a shotgun. They pull over and ask, what are you doing? In America, in rural areas, you know, 10 miles from a little town, there's nobody around, and you've got a shotgun, so the cops pull over and ask, what are you doing with a shotgun? What do you think I'm doing with a shotgun? I'm walking around out here, shooting at stuff, peddling around. You see, it's all about being minded and being taught you're a little serf, because serfs and slaves couldn't have weapons. We're going back to that. And they hate it that people are going to rallies with guns on their sides all over the country. They hate it. And then all the time people call the cops, and the cops go, it's legal. It's legal. So what they're saying is, since you're a CHL and we tricked you to come get a licensure from us, a letter of marque to do something that would be illegal to conceal, now we're going to say under the conceal, you're allowed to show it. You see, hundreds and hundreds of people, I was looking at the numbers this morning in Texas, have been given misdemeanors and gotten in trouble. Because, oh my gosh, if you leave your fanny pack unzipped and they see the handle of the gun or your jacket flaps and they see it, then all these ninnies start urinating on themselves, literally, and running and panicking. I see a slave with a gun. I see a fellow slave with a gun. But I want to tell these panicking talk show hosts something. These panicking, gelded, castrated men. Kennesaw, Georgia, Florida, you've got all the statistics. Generally, it's about 23% within 1 year of a concealed carry. Crime drops. Home invasions, robberies, carjackings, over 20%. Some states, it's even higher. Kennesaw, Georgia, it was 87%. That's state's own numbers. Because criminals don't are scared to mug a woman if she's got a fanny pack. You know, criminals will tell you, they look at a jogging woman, does she have a fanny pack? Is there a little 25 in there? You see? They're scared. Crime goes down, you domesticated idiots that are scared of seeing a fellow citizen with a firearm, but go into creamy-eyed delight to see a government person with a gun. We are the government in America. We built this country. It's about owning guns, you coward!
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
One life, and I am not going to be an ignorant slave. I'm not going to be ruled over by lesser men. I am not your property, New World Order. And I want you to get it through your head that the spirit of 720 1776 is rising! Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. You have found it, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear in the awakening process of free humanity. Choose a side. Join the team that loves liberty and freedom and honor, and come in for the big win. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a smattering of some of what's coming up in the next segment. We got Tarpley popping in as well a little bit later in the hour into the next hour. But I started digressing off into this domestication process and how people are scared of things they shouldn't be because the media teaches them how through Pavlovian conditioning and peer pressure that it's fun to get scared of the Muslim terrorist, though the honeybee is much more deadly statistically. It's fun to get scared of the great white shark, even though they kill maybe 3 people a year worldwide. It's fun to get scared of things that don't matter, but then meanwhile, tornadoes just kill 300 people in one day. You know, we've got to have the TSA stick the hands down the pants because somebody might go on here and might blow up an airplane. And so we've got to do it to 6-year-olds. We've got to do it to pop stars. We've got to do it to Miss America. Our hands are going in your pants. And if you don't want our hands down your pants, go through the scanner. Oh, but by the way, we pee through the scanner. We also go hands down the pants. Oh, that's been announced. That's what they do. They do both. They admit they want to do all of it to everybody. Everyone scanned. Everyone hand down the pants. They're breaking your will to start doing forced inoculations and blood draws, which are already starting all over the country. Public schools everywhere last year got caught. And the year before that, giving little elementary kids that are too confused to tell their parents the flu shots illegally when the parents said don't do it. That's on record. They take your baby's blood at birth for almost 40 years in every Western nation through a global government system already in place. They spy on your cell phones by federal law for a decade. They dial in. They listen to you. They do what they want. They're dirtbag crooks building armies of servile, minimum wage, 80 IQ, low-grade morons who will do whatever they're told. I read the TSA blog where the TSA is in there commenting, and they're in there talking to each other. Well, they just know we're keeping them safe, and it's not molestation to stick our hands down their pants. And now we've got a new report up on PrisonPlanet.com. Very, very important article. Pop culture icon Rihanna put through TSA naked body scanner in show of power. And there was paparazzi taking photos. They all knew who she was. Doesn't matter, we're going to get those naked photos of you. And they bossed her around and made her go through it all. But, oh, everybody has to, see, unless you're a high-level member of Congress or a globalist. Of course, they all just go get on private jets anyways. You ever flown privately? I have a few times when people pick me up in private jets, and you just walk into a nice facility with normally they'll have a area that looks like the inside of a 7-Eleven with drinks and snacks. And sometimes you sign a clipboard. Other times you just walk right on the tarmac. And the pilots just get your license, not even all the time, put a record on that you flew, and that's it. That's how the globalists travel, ladies and gentlemen. That's how the elite travel. Okay, they don't go through the airports like everybody else. This is training. And then the TSA people are going, well, if you don't like it, take a bus. Oh, really? You're already taking over the bus terminals and the train stations. The point is they're just closing the tourniquet in with this irrational fear of terrorists. I mean, are they going to put a TSA agent with a butterfly net to capture bees on every street corner, because potentially bees could bite somebody? In fact, how about every 5 feet we need a TSA agent to stop bees killing people? Or how about a TSA agent every 5 feet to stop automobile accidents that kill 300 plus thousand people a year here in the U.S.? In fact, guys, pull up statistics, a number of automobile fatalities globally. I know it's over 1 million every year. So let's just ban cars then. 1 million people dying from it. Again, It's the same thing with the Second Amendment. They know more guns means less crime. In all the areas where the globalists run things, there are no guns. They're the crime capitals. They know. But they've got all these people shaking in fear of other citizens having firearms. It's all irrational, and I've had enough of it. I'm sick of it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
All right, my friends, we are back live, and in studio with us is Webster Griffin Tarpley. We're going to him here in just a few minutes, but let me go over a smattering of some of the other important news that we have here in front of us today. The reason I went over the tornadoes and talked about the honeybees killing more people than terrorists every year is because we need to understand that, A, the government can't protect us, B, won't protect us, and has no intention of protecting us. It's all about a psychological idea that we're children and that we've got to be taken care of by these people, and that somehow, I mean, I see Rick Perry begging the feds for help with the wildfires, and certainly the Army, the military, the federal government does have more resources per capita than Texas. Why? Why have we been emasculated? Why have we had our tax money taken and then a paltry amount of assistance sent back instead of keeping most of our money here and having local control? You see, that's the issue. You don't give a man fish, you teach a man how to fish. Well, the globalists don't want you knowing how to fish. And they don't want you having currency and credit. They want you economically disheveled so that you are beholden to them. You go back hundreds of years as sharecroppers. Economically, many historians wrote that and studied that they were worse off than black slaves here in the U.S. because the slave was supposedly property. You wanted to keep them alive. Sharecroppers died of malnutrition many times in bad years. And they had to sign a contract to buy their clothes, their sugar, their flour, everything from the company store. You've heard the song, I owe my soul to the company store. When the blacks got supposedly free after the Civil War, many of them just became the lowest rung of the sharecroppers. Most Americans have ancestors who came over here as white slaves. Oh, it was only a 7-year indentured servitude, but you generally never got off of the plantation. But, oh, don't worry, poor whites still enjoyed looking down on blacks. It's all about a snobbery. Oh, at least I get to look down on somebody. And that's why only around 2% of whites in the colonies, then later in the North and the South, actually owned slaves. But over 90% in the surveys that were done at the time of poor whites supported it early on until the movement to abolish it, the abolitionists, because they got to look down on somebody. And it wouldn't even matter if the black slave going and picking something up in town for the master was even healthier and had a little bit more fat on their belly than the sharecropper wearing rags. He could still order the black around. And again, this is all what you see at the country clubs and what you see in cliques in schools. Humans love tribal hierarchies, and the TSA and the government system and the corporate system gives them all these little power-tripping hierarchies to feed on people and to perch on top of them and control them. Now, that's my point. I don't want to be a domesticated slave. I want to honor creativity, science, trailblazing, honor, courage, exploration. This country had most of the patents, the greatest wealth, the greatest minds. The whole world marveled 200 years ago, 100 years ago, because the rock stars were not drug-addled rock stars. They weren't men putting balls in hoops. They weren't soccer players. That was a thing for youngsters. No. They admired scientists and trailblazers and inventors and people of honor who would not bend to the will of a king when ordered to do something, even if it meant they got their head chopped off. That was the Renaissance. That is the Enlightenment. That is what I'm about. Not about all of this pop garbage. The globalists feed you this because they understand what's happening. They're all obsessed with literature and art and science, and they are constantly at conferences with top scientists charting the future and system programming and system analysis. While they laugh at you, you know, Karl Rove a few months ago was in a restaurant, and I heard him during the snickering and giggling right behind me until I couldn't stand it and got up and said, I'm not eating in the same restaurant with a Hitler, and left. And he was giggling and laughing at how people were watching the Super Bowl. It was Super Bowl Sunday. I did my show and then left and took the guys out to eat. And I heard him making fun of the little people watching their football. I heard that snickering behind me. Oh, but meanwhile, he'll go to an NFL game with George W. Bush, and he likes the team to make you think he's one of you. No, he's not one of you. Okay? He's studying Machiavellian propaganda systems of the 21st century. Okay, I'm ranting. It's just, it's all off the charts. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I got off into a Second Amendment rant. The collectivist hate it. The domesticators hate it. That all over the country they pass concealed carry, which itself takes a right and turns it into a privilege. Legal to carry a gun openly in almost every state. It's the concealed under ancient common law that's illegal. That's how they trick you to go into the licensure. But the point is, it still has illustrated the 20%+ crime drop in every state within 1 year where it's implemented because criminals are scared. They're not going to knock off, hit the woman on the head or rape her at the park if she's got a gun. Because they know that woman could have a gun in that fanny pack. Even if you don't want a gun, women, you should wear one when you're jogging. They know that. They understand that. And it's the same thing with the globalists. They hate the precedent of you defending yourself. They hate the precedent of armed people everywhere and guns being worn openly, because they've got this illusion with the general public that can't differentiate reality from fiction, with every major cop drama based in D.C., New York, or Chicago. Almost every show and every episode, I just spot check TV, and every time I turn on a cop show, it's the same thing. They pull the guy over, they're in his apartment, he's always some immoral person committing some horrible crime, and he has a gun, and they say, oop, don't have a license for this, you're going to prison, buddy. And the mind control is, here in Texas, a carpet cleaner comes to your house, the plumber, they're not from Texas or a state that, you know, that isn't totally domesticated, they see the gun case, they call the police. They hate it that people everywhere are going, no, I'm wearing this openly, see? See, I'm not your slave. I'm wearing my sword openly. I'm a free man. You understand that? And this was caught on tape, reportedly, by the Washington Post. They did write about it in the Washington Post. They have not released the audio. But Obama working under the radar to sneak attack Second Amendment, big news. They're using regulations to shut down manufacturers, importation, and ordering gun shops only sell one gun outside of law. Very dangerous precedent, like ordering plants, coal power plants, to be shut down without a law. Just, well, we got men in suits, and we got guns behind them. Do what we say. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. That's our checkmate. They just do what they want. According to little-noticed quote from the Washington Post earlier this month, which attracted virtually no media attention, President Obama told gun control advocate Sarah Brady that his administration is working under the radar to sneak attack the Second Amendment rights of American citizens. And during the March 30th meeting between Jim and Sarah Brady at the White House, Secretary Jay Carney, at which Obama dropped in, the president reportedly told Brady, I just want you to know that we are working on it, gun control. We have to go through a few processes, but under the radar. Just like he's back with amnesty. Remember 4 years ago, Bush had an amnesty plan. They wouldn't let the public see it. And they said, don't worry, though, it's not amnesty. And then Senator Sessions leaked it. They tried to censure him for it. Since when do we have secret legislation? And it was total amnesty, including for felons. They just signed a form promising to be nice in the future. So there you have it. And then his article goes through the stealth gun grab, how they're coming after your guns. And as I told you a year ago, I could see them getting it ready. Oh, Mexico is collapsing because of guns from America. Oh, total gun ban, total crime. Turns out over 90% are being sold by the military. They're fully auto, hand grenades, grenade launchers, German and U.S. military arms from U.S. and German sales and support to Mexico, U.S. support, aid, military aid. And it turns out for years they've been ordering guns to be allowed to be shipped to Mexico that are going to the drug cartels. That's CBS News. That's old news. The point is, this is a government false flag against the Second Amendment. Get this article out to everybody. Obama working under the radar to sneak attack the Second Amendment. Okay, continuing, another key article that I think is DrudgeReport.com fodder, but he's been linking to us so much in the last week, who knows if he will. Regardless, let's get this out to everybody. Pop culture icon Rihanna put through TSA naked body scanner in show of power. Random scans? Not when there is an attractive megastar in the security line. So that's another important article. Rand Paul responding to Donald Trump and his latest geekery. Next, it'll be biting the heads off of chickens in a F-bomb laced tirade in Las Vegas last night to try to get attention and to make conservatives look bad. Rand Paul demands to see original long-form certificate of Trump's Republican credentials. Turns out he's a seedy New York Democratic banker, Wall Street, penny stock, pro grabbing people's private property, eminent domain, dirtball. But people love to think some magic man on a white horse is going to save them. So knowing Republicans, if they like George Bush, they should really love Donald Trump. And if Republicans like George Bush, they should love Obama. It's the same policies, just different window dressing. Continuing with articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, Tony Cartolucci has a great article. Obama's birth certificate, not the issue. I'm going to talk about that later. Is birth or circus a White House political ploy? Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. That's just some of the news we've got at that front. They're calling this a big victory for Obama with his latest long form And he may have been born in Hawaii. The point is they've been covering something up for 2 years, and that birth certificate has been altered, probably on purpose to keep it on this debate instead of his real record, which they don't want people to look at. Meanwhile, Obama's approval rating remains at all-time low for second week in a row, says Gallup, despite the latest stunt. Also, Washington Times reports birth certificate isn't Obama's only secret. The White House is still saying we're not going to release his college, any of the rest of it, big cover-ups going on that front. That is just some of what we're going to be discussing. And the economic news today with economist Webster Tarpley, also historian. Economic growth slow as inflation measures spikes up. That is just some of what we're going to be breaking down. But it's funny. Tarpley got here about 12 minutes ago or so during the break. And I said, Tarpley, what do you want to talk about today? And he said, first, I want to... It's great to have him here in studio with us. He said, first, I want to talk about this spectacle, the royal wedding. And I said, absolutely, that was my first issue. And I said, what are we talking about second? Well, the birth certificate, exactly as I, of the same mind. And then we'll get into the economy and Libya and Fukushima and all of it with him for the full next hour. Then Dr. Bob Bowman will be in studio with us. And Tarpley's here to be interviewed for a documentary film on the Tea Party and how they've co-opted the left with Obama, now the right with the co-opted Tea Party that they claim was founded by Sarah Palin and Lynn Beck when it was founded almost 4 years ago by 9/11 Truth and then picked up by Ron Paul 3.5 years ago. And some media does admit the truth of that, but it's interesting to understand how the globalists are trying to control the left-right populist awakening that's happening. So we'll cover that full spectrum. But I put out a video 2 days ago that's had over 200,000 views and has been picked up by the London Telegraph and others. Basically, they're raising the alarm like body snatchers, hissing at me that I'm not a royalist. That I dare say the spirit of America is about not being entitled, these hereditary kings, these German usurpers of England. I'm not saying Germans are bad folks. I'm part German. The point is they are usurpers. I'm not over in Germany, you know, claiming I'm the king there, you know, from Texas. And people are like, well, why are you covering the royal wedding? It's pop. It's a diversion. Yes, we're covering it and illustrating that they create these Bernaysian sycophantic events like they're celebrities, and they have all the celebrities there bowing and kowtowing to create the illusion this is something wonderful and valuable while saying, oh, they're ceremonial, they have no power, when it's the opposite. And I see Canadians, British, other Commonwealth holdings in denial that she declares war. That she can have whole tribes kicked off islands for U.S. military bases. That when I was in London last, they were announcing that they did a tour bus. Well, the Queen has closed these roads today. She does that to let us know she owns them and that she owns half the country and doesn't allow billboards nationally and shuts the Thames occasionally to exercise power. And Canada, three times in the last year, she suspended Parliament through her Governor General. And folks say, oh, that's just titular. That's just vestigial. That's just ceremonial. That's just blah, 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 blah. No, it's not. I've read the Governor General agreements. But we have a historian, an expert, who has a doctorate in the whole Venetian system into the British Empire on this specific subject. So for all of you Brits and others who are in denial about this, here is the Times of London. Islanders accuse Queen of illegal eviction. And they go on and admit 6 years ago in Diego Garcia kicking the giant NATO population off so that it could be a secretive B-52 reloading weapons base to menace the Middle East. I mean, here's the Times of London. Stop living in denial, okay? Stop it, okay? They have the Parliament with its two houses, the House of Lords and the Parliament, and then they've got the Queen. And she, her Queen's speech sets the agenda. They're the ones that want the eugenics on record. They had the Royal Population Commission in 49 that was cited as U.S. policy in State Department Memorandum 273. Well, I'm ranting. Webster, the rest of this segment, the next segment, let's focus on the royal wedding, break it down, the true power, what this spectacle is all about. Webster, Griffin, Tarpley, good to have you here.
Thank you very much, Alex, and thank you for your spirit, right, the righteous indignation against this monstrosity. Certainly, if you look at what these American networks have done with this event, I think this is really a revolting spectacle. Once Queen Elizabeth was asked about what her ideology was, and her answer was, we are older than capitalism and socialism. And it's true, because what she represents is feudalism. This is a feudal or neo-feudal degenerate that heads up this family. Now, she's not an absolute monarch. This is an oligarchical monarchy. But the power of the monarch within the oligarchy is very considerable, as you've been...
Well, it's also, they're all intermarried. It's hereditary. It's a gang. Right. It's like the La Cosa Nostra.
Maybe we just give some examples. I think if you wanted to look at this, do a short summary, you could organize it around themes like insanity, in other words, mental degeneracy, which they have very, very heavily, and then support for genocide.
Because inbreeding, even with the Egyptians, you know, a lot of their folks only lived at age five or so. I mean, inbreeding causes...
It says Dieu est mon droit, and Dieu est mon droit means incest is fine as long as you keep it in the family. George III was stark raving mad, the tyrant. Queen Victoria, for the last 40 years of her life, was a recluse who ran a death cult around her dead husband, Prince Albert, and she had seers, occultists, apparitionists, Ouija boards...
Same thing with Tony Blair. That's where this starts.
Well, poor Tony, one of the things we have today is that this was a hard right turn by the monarchy today, because neither of the two Labor Party guys, not Tony Blair and not Gordon Brown, were invited today. So this is really one of the most important political...
Well, Webster, I'm relishing this. Stay there. We'll be right back to break down this disgusting spectacle.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
Thank you.
you've got the floor. Start breaking down why this royal wedding is so abhorrent. People say, well, just ignore it if it's bad. No, this is how they're selling themselves as a propaganda ploy to the world.
It's an exercise in brainwashing the American people on a pretty vast scale. Again, George III was stark raving mad. There was even a movie about that some years ago. Victoria spent 40 years of her life as a recluse, practically never going outside. She lived in Balmoral Castle. Some years ago, the prescription records of the local pharmacy were found. She was an opium addict in the form of laudanum, which was a tincture, a solution of opium in alcohol that they would use. And she was known as Mrs. John Brown because she spent all of her time with this Scottish, rustic, right, who lived there. And he basically had the adjoining bedroom. So that was Mrs. John Brown. Other examples would be, you look at Prince Philip, right? He wants to come back reincarnated as a deadly virus to kill people and solve the problem of overpopulation in the world. I mean, that statement goes beyond anything Hitler ever said in public, right? That you want to kill people for the purpose of lowering the population. Prince Charles, right? The father of the groom. What's with him? He says he talks to plants. All right, fine. Anybody can talk to plants. But then he added, and they answer me. So when the plants start answering you, then you know that you're pretty much in trouble.
But we know medically that inbreeding, it doesn't just cause deformities. It always causes insanity, megalomania. And here is an inbred group of megalomaniacs in these 17th century commander outfits festooned with medals, with women all over the world buying teacups and throwing flowers at them. This is like groveling at the feet of a cesspit. It's like bathing in maggot leavings.
Yes. Well said. The great-great-great uncle of the pair, right, the couple who got married today, was Prince Albert Victor Edward, known as Prince Eddie. And according to most historians, he is the main suspect of being Jack the Ripper.
Yes.
And not that he was necessarily insane to start with.
Well, syphilis. Syphilitic.
Syphilis, and he probably died of syphilis.
Ripping scrofula.
Okay. But apart from this, now the insanity is one thing. But then this affinity for Nazism and the affinity for genocide. Now the key guy, of course, is King Edward VIII, who was a close personal friend of Hitler. This is about 1936, right? He was forced out very soon.
When the war started, he had to run out through Portugal. He was busy groveling at Hitler's feet.
He was a volunteer to Hitler to become the viceroy of a Nazi puppet state in Great Britain. If Hitler had conquered the British Isles, he would have come forward and say, make me, the king.
He'd be the British equivalent of a Vichy.
Of Marshal Pétain. He would have been the Marshal Pétain, except he would have said, I'm a member of the royal family. And when you think about it, that would have meant that Nazism would have come into Canada and into Australia and into New Zealand because of the way the British...
And it would have gotten the British intelligence network. Hitler would have won at that point.
Hitler would have gotten a foothold in the North American continent.
No, Hitler linked up with the British Empire would have been unstoppable. But don't you agree?
Yes. Well, it would have been a very grave thing. But it would have meant that a lot of institutions in the empire, a lot of United Empire loyalists would have immediately said, well, if the king is Edward and he's supporting Hitler, then we have to support Hitler, too. So that's where...
Because Hitler was a rock star at that time.
The entire history of this British oligarchy, I mean, it's not just...
Well, let's continue. Back in 1 minute. Let's continue, Webster, because I want to finish up with some of the history and then get to this current spectacle. They have to hide most of the royals because they're so mentally ill and deformed. They trot out the few that can actually talk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.